دمان افرد ابو بكر الصديق.
And generally, what we see from a worldly perspective, that when a worldly person who is drowned in this world, when he attains some kind of station or rank, what happens is his arrogance increases and he expects other people to carry out his chores. But now, when it came to Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not expect other people to carry out even the smallest of his chores. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not have any element of arrogance in his character. Instead, it was humility and humbleness which kept increasing even after he attained all these ranks and all these virtues. It has been reported that if the nose halter of the camel of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would fall down, nose halter by means of which a camel is led. So if the nose halter of the camel of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would fall down, what would he do? He would make his camel sit down, he would dismount his camel and pick it up himself. And upon seeing this, his companions, they would humbly say that, "Your Honor, please command us, we would present it to you." As those companions of his, they would consider it to be an honor for themselves to serve Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because they knew of his status, of how honored he was. So they would consider it to be a means of honor for themselves to serve Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So they would say that, "Your Honor, please command us, we would hand it over to you." To which he radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied that, "My beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam commanded me not to question anyone for anything." Look at the humbleness, the humility of Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that on one side, his companions are considering it to be a means of honor for them to serve Amirul Mu'mineen Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But on the other hand, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is dismounting from his camel to pick up the nose halter that fell on the ground. Look at the extreme amount of humility Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu observed. And there's a great lesson for us in this, that the more honored we become from any perspective, whether it is wealth, whether it is ranks, so on and so forth, we should try to increase the level of humility within ourselves as compared to the level of arrogance and expectations from other people that they should look after us, they should carry out our chores, our tasks.
The man of truth, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq.